Good morning, Brussels. I'm Xavier with your Saturday press review for March 7th, 2026. Before we dive into the news, Brussels is looking at 8 to 16 degrees today with morning mist clearing to partly cloudy skies and sunshine, so definitely grab a jacket for your morning coffee, but you might be peeling it off by lunchtime.
Let's start with the big political story. The Delia's government is officially up and running. The regional budget got the green light, and the new policy declaration outlines some ambitious plans for mobility and the economy. But not everyone's happy. Zakia Katabi from Ecolo is warning that while this might solve one institutional crisis, it could create another.
And there's drama brewing around Schaerbeek's mayor Audrey Henry, who's now also in the Brussels government. Ecolo is demanding she give up the mayorship completely. They're saying you can't serve two masters. Meanwhile, MR has been busy poaching ex-DeFi members, including former parliamentarians and a cabinet chief. Musical chairs continues.
Now here's a story that's caught everyone's attention. A Brussels couple may have stumbled upon a genuine Michelangelo painting. They bought what they thought was just an anonymous work, but experts are now examining this Pietà that could be a missing link in the master's body of work. Sometimes the best discoveries happen by accident.
On a more somber note, as we approach the 10th anniversary of the Brussels attacks, survivor Christelle Giovannetti has done something remarkable. She met with convicted attacker Mohamed Abrini in prison. She says she wanted to understand. It's a powerful example of how people process trauma and seek closure in their own way.
Security remains on everyone's minds too. Minister President Delius has convened a regional security council citing potential terrorism threats. They're evaluating security measures for airports, ports, and rail infrastructure. And in Molenbeek, Mayor Mauro blocked a planned commemoration for the fallen Ayatollah Khamenei.
On a brighter note, Brussels has something to celebrate in the sports world. Mohamed Ouabi, who grew up in Schaerbeek and came through Anderlecht's coaching ranks, has just been named the new head coach of Morocco's national football team. From the Brussels neighborhoods to leading a national team, that's quite a journey.
And a quick heads up for your weekend plans. There are major train disruptions today and tomorrow, with Brussels Nord and Brussels Central barely being served due to engineering works. So if you're planning to take the train, definitely check the schedules first. That's your Brussels press review. Stay informed, stay warm this morning, and have a great Saturday.